Hey everybody, how are you? Thanks for joining me today. This is Marianne and welcome to this podcast. So today I'd like to talk about I wouldn't want to use the word controversial, but rather I'll say it has been commonized, a very commonized phrase, which is speak your truth. A lot of people, and I'm sure you've heard this also from maybe your circles or just from media, from these celebrities, and a lot of people keep encouraging us and telling us, you know what, speak your truth. You need to speak your truth. Everywhere you go, this phrase has become so commonplace that you'd almost feel as though, wow, yeah, that's a thing. That's a way to go. You need to speak your truth. But here the question is, what is your truth? Whoever came up with this, what were they referring to? What were they talking about? I believe it's really important for us to, first of all, interrogate a statement. You know, ask yourself, whoever came up with this phrase or with this statement, what did they mean? What were they talking about? Because if we just adopt these phrases without stopping to ask ourselves, who said this? Why did they say this? We'll find ourselves embracing values that don't really reflect on us as people. Just because something sounds good doesn't mean it's good. Just because it sounds rightly packaged does not mean it's right. And believers, we have such a responsibility as Christians. We have such a huge responsibility of filtering everything that comes our way. Just because, again, let me repeat, just because it sounds right doesn't mean that it's right. Now, let's look at this phrase, speak your truth. How many times have you heard that phrase repeated? I can bet you've heard it a million and one times. You know, I was looking at this phrase and I was just checking it up and wondering who came up with this, who coined this, who started speaking this. And well, no surprise, it's from the West, you know, from American celebrities and all that. And I think the lady Oprah also spoke about it. And obviously a lot of people picked it up along the way. And it's interesting because when it was first coined, they meant to use it to mean you've been in your own space, you've gone through your own experiences. Do not be afraid to speak up what you believe to be true based on the circumstance that you went through. For example, if you grew up in poverty and life just seemed to throw you endless supply of lemons, and you grew up believing that one day your life will be better, that thought, that belief of things will be better is your truth. And so don't be afraid to speak out that truth, whether or not others agree with you. It's like to say, don't be afraid to say what you believe you can be, or don't be afraid to vocalize what you think you can achieve. Don't be afraid to speak out just because maybe people around you don't seem to believe in you. That is primarily what this phrase was coined to mean. And I know over the years it's been used a lot, and people use it to say, this is my point of view, it's my truth, and you can judge me by this. I don't have to be what you're saying I can be. I don't have to listen to you because I have my own perception and I have my own opinion, and there's what I believe in and there's what I live for. I want you to just pause for a minute and ask yourself, is there really a thing as my truth? Is it rather the truth And truth should be universal. It's not relative. And truth doesn't change depending on who's speaking it. Truth is truth. And as believers, we know very well that the truth is a word. John 17:17 says, sanctify them by your truth, your word is truth. Sanctify them by your word is truth. So therefore, if we go back to the Bible and we look at the principles of the word of God, we will realize then that there is no such thing as my truth. Rather, the point here is the truth, which is the word of God. What does the word of God, what does the word of God say about your situation? What does the word of God speak about concerning the issues that you faced, concerning the pain that you've gone through, concerning, you know, the frustration that you've encountered as a person? What does the word of God say? Because at the end of the day, the word is the truth. Therefore, if we want to speak the truth, then in other words, what we're saying is, let us speak the word. The truth as defined by the people or by the generation or society is at the very best an opinion. So when I express an opinion as Marianne, I cannot stand and say that's my truth. How can it be my truth? The truth is God's word. I can say my opinion concerning this issue is ABC. However, the word of God says XYZ. And if my, what I'm calling my truth, or in this instance, what I prefer to call my opinion, contradicts the word of God, then guess what? I become false, the word of God remains to be true. Let every man be a liar, but God remain to be true. We can never say anything that's contrary to the word of God and claim to be a truth. It cannot be true. If you have gone through difficult challenges, I understand. I could empathize, because I can't really say I understand that whatever situation you've gone through, that I've gone through the same, probably I've not gone through what you've gone through. At most, I can empathize with you. I can understand that there was challenge and that it was traumatizing and it was difficult for you. As at a human level, I can understand the discomfort that you went through, the frustration that you encountered. But then again, one thing that cannot happen is we cannot replace the word of God with our perceptions and with our opinions. The word of God remains. If you believe in a brighter day, do you know what? God already believed in that way before you even thought about it. Because it says in Jeremiah 29:11, I alone know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord. Plans for good and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. Now think about it. Before you were even born, that scripture was there. God the Almighty saying that the plans that He has for you are for good and not for evil. Plans to give you a future and plans to give you a hope. So therefore, your expectation is actually based on the word of God. It's based fully on what God has already spoken. Therefore, you don't have to say that's your truth. You can very well and easily say you believe in what the word of God says, what the truth says. Jesus is the way, He is the truth, He is the life. Therefore, you believe in Him, He is the truth. And you believe that the plans that He has for you, they are for good. And everything that the enemy meant for evil, God has the ability to turn it around for your good. Now, that is the truth. That is the truth. And that's a truth that we are not acknowledging, because we tend to think a truth is an opinion. And the danger with this as believers, children of God, people who are born again Christians, the danger of speaking in this language or in this manner of saying my truth is, we shift the focus from God and begin to focus on ourselves. We begin to think we've achieved what we've achieved because of our strength. We begin to think we are where we are because of our grit. we begin to imagine that where we need to get to, we will get to that point because of our hard work, or because we really have good affirmations, because we believe, I am enough, I can do this, I can, you know, those things sound good, but they're not biblical, they don't have a biblical basis. And so therefore, today I just wanted to come on here and just to sort of bring this question out here. As Christians, we cannot be drawing attention to ourselves. We cannot be there saying God loves me, and at the same time, God loves me, He has a plan, I believe in Jesus, I'm going to go to heaven. But then at the same time, you're there saying, yeah, by my strength, I've achieved this. I know I can do this. I'm attracting all the right things. I am, you know, I am enough. Because that's a phrase that I've really heard. People saying, I am enough. Really? If you are enough, would you be in a need for a savior? You cannot be enough. Christ fulfills us. Let me put this question out there to you as you listen. And as I sign off, it's one thing to be confident in the Lord. Apostle Paul says that if I was to boast, I'd boast in the Lord. If I'm going to have confidence, I'll have confidence in the Lord. It is not confidence in my ability. It's not confidence with the people and the network I've built for myself over the years. My confidence is in the fact that my trust is 100% on a God whose CV is impeccable. In a God that is forever faithful, who's been faithful through many generations. And He will not begin to be unfaithful in our generation. If I'm going to boast, I'm going to boast in the Lord that is able to make a way where there is no way. A God that lifts one from the mud and from the ashes and from the dung and causes that person to sit with kings. That's enough for me to boast in. I cannot boast in my abilities because I did not even put these abilities in myself. Because the minute you begin to say you're enough, you're like trying to say that you made yourself. Your gifts are because of you. You didn't even know you had those gifts. You just came to discover them along the path. Do you think that it was just coincidental that you have your artistic ability, or you have your intellectual capacity, or you're an empath? Did you think that was just purely coincident, or it's something that you did to get that? No, absolutely not. Not every person can sing, so what you have is a gift. Not every person can draw, so what you have is clearly a gift. And that gift was put to you by your manufacturer, who is God. You are not enough. He makes you. He completes you. So therefore, let us be careful and mindful of the phrases that we put out there. And let us remember in all things that we are who we are by the grace of God. And where we will go, what we will achieve, will be by the grace of God. Divine enablement. Not our strength, not our ability, but by God's grace. And let me leave us with this verse, which is just a beautiful verse in Zechariah. Not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, says the Lord. So, remember, as you're going through what you're going through, as you go about your, you know, your stuff, your business, your work, your study, whatever it is that you engage in, remember, every success you achieve is not by your power, it's not by your might, it is by the Spirit of God. So, That's what I wanted to come on here to share with us today. Thank you so much for tuning in. As always, it's a pleasure to do this podcast with you, to walk this journey with you. Remember, we said we are working on a journey of limitless. We are all about being authentic and not just finding, but living a meaningful life. So thanks again for listening in. This is Miriam. Have a good day. God bless you. Bye-bye.